It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, we got a letter in from a lady who wants to be known just as Annie. Annie is not her real name, but that's what we are calling her. And just to put this into context, myself and Katie are involved in a radio show that we do every morning on radio station LMFM in the Northeast. And this morning on our show, we had an interview with a woman from Navan about the chronic racist abuse that she is experiencing at the hands of neighbours in the Navan area. Anyhow, on the back of that, this lady, Annie, contacted us here at the podcast. Now, the interview that we did was on the radio station, but she contacted us here at the podcast Opinions Matter with a very similar story. Have a listen to this. Hi, Adrian. I live in Dublin and I am from Kenya and live in Ireland over 12 years. My husband died in 2017 after getting very sick, so I am on my own with my children. I am contacting to ask you if you can help me, please. I can't stay living here and I need a transfer to a new home. My children can't play on the road because Irish children put their hands on them and call us bad names. They call my children the monkeys and they throw bananas at them. They throw stones at us and at my car. My children cannot play with other children on the road and they are afraid to go outside because other children hurt them. They tell us to go home to our country. They throw things at my home and tell me they hate me and want me to die and they want my children to die. Jesus. We cannot take any more and this has to stop. I've asked the council to move me to a new home for safety and we were told there is nothing they can do. We cannot live like this. Please help me. We are all so scared. It is children and adults. What can I do to get a transfer before something really bad happens? We've had enough now. And that's from a lady that we're calling Annie. Now, Annie isn't her name, as I said, but we'll refer to her as Annie for this portion of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, when we got that message, you immediately contacted Annie. What did you get out of her?
So basically what she's living with is horrific. She sent the video of the kids shouting at her kids. First of all, I want to call out people on Facebook, everyone saying, you know, prove it. You know, is she telling the truth? If that was a white person, you wouldn't be asking that, would they?
Would they? My kids are being picked on. The neighbours are horrible to us. They throw stones at our house. But we happen to be white. Would anybody have an issue? People would say, yeah, she probably should be rehoused.
No,
yeah.
That's not what I asked.
What did you ask?
I said that if anybody, if this was an Irish person, then you wouldn't have people question the validity of the story.
Oh, sorry, whether or not this is a true story or
so
not.
So, like, look there.
Okay,
on the
so
Facebook.
Sorry, you did speak to Annie.
I did.
That's not her name.
That's not her name.
Annie lives where?
In Balbriggan.
In Balbriggan.
Balbriggan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she lives in council house in Balbriggan. Is that correct?
Yeah. And basically, she basically said to me, "I can't go out my front door without having to check first to see if they're outside. Things are that bad." And it's not just the kids, but her main concern is her kids, because any parent listening will know that obviously your priority is always going to be your kids no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take the bullshit yourself, but when your kids are involved, it's different. But she's ultimately saying she's asked the council for a transfer and the council have more or less basically said, you know, well, kids, almost kind of downplaying it, she felt that, you know, almost like it's just kids being kids kind of thing. Regardless how you feel about immigrants or immigration or anything like that, just remember, lads, that these are children. These are innocent children who mm-hmm. have done absolutely nothing wrong here. They're kids who are just trying to go out and play and go to school. Like
and just to put into context, They put their hands on my children. They call us bad names. They call my children monkeys and throw bananas at them. They throw stones at us and at my car. And basically all this woman is saying is, we can't live like this anymore. We need to be rehomed. We need
she
to be moved.
She told me that her 8-year-old came in one day crying and said, "Mommy, I'm sick of this. I want to die."
Jesus.
Because the child... Now, look, I'm just relaying what I was told here. Because things are... So before anyone starts commenting about, go home, and all these people, all these morons...
And that's
saying,
the answer from
home.
A load of people. Go home if you don't like it here.
You can have your stance on immigration. You can have your concerns about immigration. But somebody who's been harassed and targeted and intimidated by somebody, the answer to that shouldn't be that they have to up and run. The answer shouldn't be that they should have to go home. So what is it? Take it on the chin and shut up or go home or go back to Kenya? That's not right. That is not right. These
because
are kids.
Reading a lot of the comments that have come into us since we put up this post earlier where go home to where you came from. If you don't like it here, tough. So my answer to those people who've been saying that is, if you don't like being racially abused, then tough. That's literally what people are saying.
That's
if you don't like it, then tough.
In a nutshell,
if you don't like the house that you've been given, tough. So really what you're saying is, if you don't accept being racially abused,
let me find this comment here. So Emma Jackson there on Facebook, right? So I messaged Emma. "Hey, Emma, do you want to come on with those comments?" Mm-hmm. "Haven't heard back yet. Don't think I will." What's it Emma is saying here? "Get up and leave yourself. You stop depending on social welfare. Fuck off bringing race into this. They invaded our country." Sorry, Emma. So because these people are black, that's okay then that their children are called monkeys and
that's
have
what I just said. If you don't like the racial abuse, well then tough. That's really what they're saying.
That's what you're dealing with. Look at that.
Yeah, anyway, 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. The question we're asking is, does this woman, Annie, and her three children, do they deserve to be rehomed? They are housed in council property. By the way, they have been granted citizenship, isn't that right?
Sorry, Adrian, just don't play that voice note, because the person who played the voice note you were going to play is actually messaging since hearing the story and saying that he revokes what he had initially said. So can you just not play that?
Oh, okay, right.
So he's changed.
Which one? That top one there?
K.
Yeah, but there's two Ks. There's two.
Bottom one.
Don't play that one.
No.
Okay. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's get straight into this with Kieran.
"Look, there seems to be enough evidence there to bring to both the Gardaí and to the council. But unfortunately, if you're going to rely on the Gardaí to do anything about it, very little will be done. From the council, I would think it would be a similar story. And even if they do something and move you on, the same thing is going to happen again. That's what happens in this country when, you know, because while there are people who are very welcoming, there will always be racist bigots. It's the society we live in. And unfortunately, it seems there's very little you can do about it."
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Annie lives in Balbriggan with her three children. She's originally from Kenya, has been living in Ireland over 12 years. Herself and her children now have Irish citizenship and have been granted leave to stay in this country. So to all intents and purposes, they are now, well, not to all intents and purposes, they are now Irish citizens. They are housed in council accommodation in Balbriggan. And the racial abuse that they're suffering day in and day out has made Annie want to move, has made Annie want to get out of there. You can't blame her.
Okay, let's give people a taster for the kind of reaction that the bullshit that has come in today about, and remember it, guys, this is about three children, age 2, age 6 or 7, she said, and age 10, all right? Three children, okay? Go and find a rented place for yourself. Another one just says, prove it. If that was a white person, it wouldn't. Racism from blacks against the Irish, that does happen. What does that have
what,
to do with
what has that got anything. To do with any story?
Oh, here, this one. Anything to get money and a free house would make you sick. All the homeless we have here, she should be happy she's not in the streets. So again, what I'm hearing here is, my kids must take abuse because I'm being housed. I have to shut up and put up, and I can't say anything about it from Annie's perspective. And people are basically saying, put up with it or go home.
And that's literally what they're saying. That is literally what they're saying. And as we said, turn this story on its head. And this is a woman called Mary, and Mary and her three kids live in Balbriggan. But Mary was born and reared in Balbriggan. Everybody would be saying, that's disgraceful
and
that she's putting
Facebook
up with abuse.
Page. Well, fuck off and go home. Someone else. Send her home. Send you with her, you woke leftover. Well done, buddy. It must have taken about an hour to write that line there. Your spelling, you didn't even get it right. There are so many bullshit comments here. Do you know what, though? Do you know what is refreshing? The majority of people aren't arseholes. Someone said, we put a picture of the child's arm up with scratches. That looks like cat scratches. Kenya is a safe country. Who said she's here seeking asylum?
All I know
is... At what point in the conversation was it said that she was here seeking asylum? Kenya is a safe country. So what? She may not be here seeking asylum.
And we actually don't know her backstory other than she is from Kenya.
Catherine
she's
says,
here over 12 years.
Go back to where you came from then.
And she and her children have been granted Irish citizenship. So they've been granted leave to stay here. Go on.
Actually, this person has actually sent their number. Fair play. I didn't think
so.
So
will you read out Garrett's message, please?
Should be lucky enough to have a house while tens of thousands of Irish are homeless. Now, that's fine. That's fine. I get people have concerns about immigration. But the last two words, ungrateful fucks.
Right, Gareth.
Yes, hello.
So somebody who is being racially abused and their three children are being racially abused day in and day out, having bananas thrown at them, having stones thrown at their car, are ungrateful fucks.
Yes, so is there not plenty of Irish people who have children who get abused daily and etc. And like they don't have houses, etc. Like, so they are ungrateful folks.
Ungrateful folks for not putting up with daily racist abuse. That's how you describe this mother and her three children.
These are also kids, by the way. Yes. Ranging from 2 to 10.
Oh, I know another kid. It happens to plenty of Irish people as well. Am I wrong or am I right?
Okay, so would your opinion be that, well, the mother should kind of say to herself, then, well, we have a house here, there's plenty that don't, we should really just shut up and take this?
Yeah, how many thousands of Irish people are homeless? How many thousands of Irish kids are homeless?
No, I understand and I agree. Right? And I
If you understand it, then these people should be grateful. They have a fucking roof over their head.
Oh, sorry, hang on. You should be grateful in all circumstances. Having bananas thrown at you, being called a fucking monkey, you just have to put up with that. Is that what you're saying?
If you have a house in this day and age, you're lucky enough to have a house in this day and age.
I get that. I do get that point.
Yeah, I do as well.
And on that point, I do agree. We have a massive problem with immigration in this country. We have a huge problem. I won't take that away from you. But to say ungrateful fucks because they call out racism and intimidation on her children. Do you have kids, Gareth?
Oh, I do indeed, yes.
And if you saw little fuckers, excuse my French, out the front of your house throwing stones at your kids, let's say one of your kids had something wrong with them, let's say one of your children had a disability, something they can't help, by the way, something they're born with, and there was some horrible little bastard out the front of the house throwing stones at them and calling them names, calling them horrible, horrible, horrible derogatory or racist or discriminatory terms, whatever you want to put on it, are you honestly telling me you would say nothing? As a parent, when you see your child, as a parent, there's nothing more hurtful than seeing your child hurt, yeah? So do you honestly believe that in this situation, if you were this woman, to see people doing this to your kids, to terrifying your kids to the point that they don't want to leave the house, are you honestly telling me that your opinion will be, well, I have a house, so you know what? I'm not going to rock the boat.
Keep my gob shut.
They can just take it and shut up. Take it and get on with it.
Yeah, they don't like it. Let them leave the country. Plain and simple.
No, but Casey's turning this on you. And if you were living in a council house and your child was being abused out on the street, you're saying you'd be grateful to have that council house and just put up and shut up.
in this day and age, yeah, when there's so many thousands of homeless Irish children, women, men,
just Chloe,
dying on the street, dying on the street. These are being housed before the Irish, right? Who were on the housing list thousands of tens of years, right? And these are being put on the house in houses first before anybody.
So you're saying...
No, I get your anger. I get your anger about that, but nobody has to put up with abuse. And for, you know, Chloe messaging us there, Katie, say allegedly. Chloe, I know what the legalities are doing a broadcast like this, thanks. I've been doing it for 20 years. Like, allegedly. I saw the videos. Again, this is people making out that
this is all being made up?
Like, if it was white, you wouldn't... If they were white, you wouldn't question
Chloe,
it.
Can I just let you know that that lady Annie did actually send us a video that she videoed from her bedroom window before she ran out the front door of her children being abused outside. We can't post that video because there are minors in that video, but we have seen that video with our own two eyes. So we have proof. We have seen with our own two eyes.
The only reason I didn't... I wanted to post it, only it was so hard to blur out all the faces. And you can't, if I posted a video like that of minors, we'd be down the courts, we'd be sued.
So that's why the video hasn't gone anywhere. But we have seen the video. We've seen it with our own two eyes. And her kids are being harassed on the street. And then she ran out. And by the time she got out to the kids, the other kids had literally surrounded Annie's two younger middle kids.
Gareth, can I ask you how old your kids are?
She's 13.
13. Have you ever rocked her to sleep saying she wants to die because the kids on the road are making her life so hard?
Have I ever what?
Rocked her to sleep because she wants to die because the kids on the road are making her life so hard. Have you ever had to rock her to sleep?
See the way you were at that, saying there's plenty of people with disabilities or whatever like that, or there's something wrong with them. Do they not get abused as well? What colour are they? They're white Irish people as well.
Okay,
It happens to white Irish people as well. Not just ethnic minorities who are being held forced by these. So I said, they are ungrateful folks. They should be happy with what they have.
And then the same would apply to a white Irish woman with three kids, one of whom is being disabled, and is being picked on the street. You're saying to that woman, tough shit, sorry for your troubles with your disabled child, but you should be grateful you have a house.
Happens all over Ireland.
Oh, so...
Does it or does it not?
Okay, so you're telling me that if there was a little boy...
Does it or does it not happen all over Ireland?
That doesn't make it right.
So you
know what? Let's go to Anya. Anya is the mother of a child who I think the child's father is African. So let's go to Anya. Let's get Anya's input into this.
Well, Anya, what did you want to say on this?
I'm actually
sick. Right?
I'm sorry.
Go on, Anya.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't be apologising.
I'm actually sickened to me stomach. Of that cunt, Garrett. I really, really am. I'm absolutely sickened.
Okay, so what?
And
I'm going to quote what Garrett said. And Garrett said, and by the way, he's not racially profiling here. He's saying this to everybody. If you are in a council house and you are either being racially abused and bullied, or you're just being bullied because you've got a disability, he basically said, tough shit, you should be grateful to have the house. What do you say to that?
He's a cunt.
The rest, in this day and age, when there is thousands of Irish homeless people, right?
You're an absolute cunt.
So get it right. Don't just add a little bit to your fucking war there.
Okay. I want to say this to you, Gareth. I actually feel sorry for your kids. I really, really do. I feel sorry for your kids.
I feel sorry for you, fucking
me. I'm not the one that's a fucking racist. Gareth, saying that woman should live with what she has to be putting up with.
You're calling me racist now, are you? You're calling me racist, am I? Are you?
Yeah, I am calling you racist. Because you're not only that you're a fucking racist, Gareth, you're a fucking coward. Because Katie asked you multiple times, should the woman and her three children have to put up with the
I can't hear both of you. And let me, Gareth, this woman has been on hold while we were talking to you, and she is, as you can hear, fucking fuming with you.
Now, Anya, Anya has spoken to us in the past, and Anya, you have spoken to us very bravely and openly in the past about your fear as the mother of a child who is black.
Yeah.
You have spoken very openly about your fear about what the future looks like. So I can't even imagine, as a mother myself, what it must be like to fear for your child, for their safety, and for the bullshit that they are going to face in 10, 15, 20 years from arsehole racists. And I'm not talking about you, Garrett. And actually, Garrett, I will go as far as to say that I do agree with your fundamental point in your concerns about immigration. So people meshing in saying we're the government's puppets and all this, the government propaganda, stop with the bullshit. That's not the case. This is three children who are being abused and harassed and intimidated. But back to the point anyway, Anya, I can't, like I said, imagine what it must be like for you as a mother to hear the comments like I've read out today, people saying they can fuck off home, they should have to put up with it, because you must feel then like this is my son. Is my son going to have to put up with this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to also say the family in Balbriggan that are going through this like there is no words.
Okay, you heard what Garrett said, and by the way, he didn't just apply it to black kids, he applied it to anybody. You should be grateful in 2026 to have a house, so put up and shut up, basically.
So
that's what he
Garrett
said.
Is also put saying as well, Adrian,
I just said that. Listen, right? Open your ears there. He did say that.
Ears are open.
So you should be grateful to have a house in this day and age. That's what he said.
Yes.
Yeah. And what? And so should that family be tormented the way they have been? Should those three innocent children should be racially abused day in and day out and fearing for their lives? And as Kate, she was speaking with the mother of those children. And one of those children, an eight-year-old child, said that he wanted to die because he was sick and tired of being racially abused by these fucking... you know what? I'm actually ashamed to call myself Irish half the time.
Well, it happens everywhere. Then
that doesn't make
Irish
it right. Jesus. It doesn't make it right. This lady... Hang on for one second.
Racially abused by foreigners as well.
This lady wants a transfer because... every single day, she and her children are being racially abused to the point that, as you just heard from Anya, her eight-year-old kid told her recently she wants to die. Now, please tell me that that's something that you shouldn't have to put up with. You should not have to put up with that.
Nobody should have to put up with it. Sure, there's kids being bullied out on the streets and they want to die as well. It happens to everybody. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, yellow, green, orange.
Huh?
It happens to everybody.
It doesn't happen to everybody, Garrett. It happens to the majority of the blacks. It happens to the majority of the mixed race. Mixed race and the blacks. As Katie said, my son is mixed race. My son's father is Nigerian. He has been living here for 16 years now, so he has.
And as you said, Anya, when you hear conversations like this, you fear for your own child's future.
Oh, 100%, Adrian, 100%.
My heart genuinely hurts for you, Anya, because it's a fear for any parent, you know, their child growing up in a world where there's assholes, so many assholes. But when you throw on the fact that, unfortunately, there are racist little bastards going around, like the kids in Balbriggan, these little kids in Balbriggan. I wouldn't usually talk about kids like that, but let's call a spade a spade. My heart hurts for you because I can't imagine that worry when he's going to school and stuff.
When
it's already so hard for a parent, you know, when their kids take that step of independence, they're going out into the world, and you can't be behind them all the time.
Yeah.
But I just hope that it's 2026 now. I'd like to think we're getting better, judging by today's conversation. I'm not so sure that's true, but I'd like to think that things will change. I mean, the mentality will, like, people have to remember we're talking about kids here, and that's the, we're not talking, this isn't a topic on immigration. This is a topic on racism. What is happening to these kids? It's not immigration concerns. It's not about immigration.
Oh, well,
it
no, is no, about no, racism. Everybody
Let's
turns
call
this,
it out for what it is.
Yeah, but everybody turns this conversation, as well you know, into a conversation about immigration.
I'm happy to have a conversation
because the argument here is if you were back in Nigeria, you wouldn't be experiencing this. That's really the argument. That's really what they're saying.
I'm happy to have a conversation about immigration because I said before, I do think we have an immigration problem. Look at the schools, look at the hospitals, look at everything. I do think we need to start, you know, looking at what's coming in and the numbers that are coming in and looking at deporting some and getting Ireland right. But that does not mean that anybody has the right to treat any foreign national or any asylum seeker or refugee like that.
All right, let me bring
shit.
In more opinions on this. This is Lorraine.
He's the definition of a professional fucking victim. Yeah, there is Irish that's homeless. But fucking come on, if that was an Irish family, you'd be on here going absolutely batshit crazy, wouldn't you, Gareth? You absolute dickhead.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Oh, Adrian, I am absolutely fuming. Anya, can I just apologise on behalf of people of Ireland for the comments?
Anya's gone, but I'm texting her here now. She's all right. Naturally, Joseph, she's very upset.
She used a word that I would very rarely use, mm-hmm. but I have to say it is applicable to that guy. I won't mention it again, mm-hmm. but my God, I would go as far as saying this. The onus is on the council to rehome the family. Absolutely. If they can't, what they should do, and I would love to see this, get rid of the Irish family. Get rid of the racist fucks out of that council estate, whoever they may be. If she can prove it, go to the council, go to the Gardaí, do what needs to be done. Get the Irish family out and let the Kenyans stay where they are. It is absolutely disgraceful. Or the council could put them, maybe they can get a percentage of social and affordable housing, put them in a nice estate where it's not council and people that are scrounging off the state, people that have actually bought houses, and there might just be a better standard of living for them. I hope that something occurs for them because
okay, so the lady's name is Annie, and Annie contacted us, as you know, to highlight the abuse that she and her children put up with day in and day out. And you're saying that the council has a duty of care to rehome these this family and, if necessary, rehome them in a nicer area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they can't do that, get rid of the family that are causing them their torment and their turmoil and put them out on their arse. I would rather see that Kenyan family live nicely and comfortably in Balbriggan and see the Irish family on their arse. Racists. Like that, what, you're throwing bananas at the kids, calling them monkeys. I mean, God, they're children we're talking about here. This is the Ireland they're growing up in. It's so sad to see. It really is. And I was looking at my phone while listening to this show and while that Egypt was talking, and the amount of comments, guys, on your Facebook that are agreeing with him. It's just... it is so, so sad to see.
We put up the post earlier on, as we always do, Joseph, before we take to Facebook for our live show, which we do every day. We pop up a post on our Facebook page explaining what our topic of conversation is today. And we did exactly that. We sent, we posted a copy of not only Annie's message to us, but also the photograph of the bruises on one of her children's arms. And the reaction from people was, where's the proof?
I'm sorry, just to say,
go home to where you came from. All of this sort of thing.
Just to say to Gareth there, because he's getting a hard time, and you know, yeah, he deserves it, but he's done something that most people who are hiding behind their keyboards aren't doing. He did come on and voice his opinion. And when he was slated for it. So, you know, credit where credit's due. I didn't think he would come on, and he did come on. But for people messaging, like I said, saying the government propaganda and stuff, We get it, don't we? The concern you said before in this podcast, immigration, the concerns people have.
No, I get the concerns about immigration, yeah. But I don't believe that those concerns of about immigration
into racism
into picking on little kids.
Yeah, and that's what can everyone who's married, remember this is this these are three children.
And also, guys, can I just point out that it's the assumption that they are asylum seekers. Purely yeah. based on the colour of their skin. That's racist in and of itself. This woman is probably working for a living. raising her kids, got herself a home in Balbriggan, thankfully, working all the hours God sends her to put food on the table. And this is the shit she's got to deal with. It is so unfair. It's not right. The onus is on the council to either rehome or get rid of that family.
One of the things that Gareth was saying, Joseph, is we are in a housing crisis. She should be grateful to have a house.
Listen, we're all grateful to have roofs over our heads, but that doesn't give anyone the right to hurl abuse. There are Irish people living in council estates that aren't happy with their house because it's just not nice enough. It's just not big enough. They could do with an extra room or two, and they go to the council begging as well. This woman is suffering racist abuse every day. Her children are being directly affected by this. She has every bloody right, as an Irish citizen, as you rightly pointed out earlier on, to ask the council for a bit of help. Absolutely.
Joseph, don't forget, the kids are learning this from somewhere. You know, they're picking it up somewhere. Kids, my kids would never speak like that because they've never been exposed to that kind of language or ideology. So these kids are obviously hearing this at home.
Katie, when it comes to council estates, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's another topic.
They're only learning it somewhere. So that it would be pointless even approaching the parents on this matter.
Okay, Joseph, stay with me for a second. Sean, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
Lads, I have just two things. This is not only happening to black people or foreigners. I know an Irish family that their son is getting abuse and attacked every time he goes to the local park by Romanian kids. And they've done the same. They went to the council and the council told them they can't do it. So it's not just being done on blacks,
okay,
right?
Hang on. And that's fine. And that's dreadful to hear. Do you not think that the council should be saying, leave it with us, let's see if we can get you a transfer because you shouldn't have to put up with that shit?
But this is the problem, because these people are getting rehab. As I said, this girl is living in the country 12 years. I'm born and bred in the country. I'm on the housing list over 20 years. I have a 7-year-old child and I'm still not even being mentioned for a house. So if this is how, it's very frustrating when you hear these stories. You hear these stories of a girl in the country only 12 years. I'm on the housing list over 8 years longer than she's in the country and I haven't been housed. So how is she being housed ahead of people? And I said this on yourself podcast a couple of months ago, that it's going to make racism worse the way the government and the council are running things by housing these people ahead of the Irish. It's only a matter of time. I've said this to you hundreds of times on your podcast. This girl is from Balbriggan. Now, as far as I know, and you all know, we call Balbriggan Blackbriggan. So how is it from Irish people up there that's doing it on her? And I don't believe that there's bananas being thrown at the kids. Let's be quite honest with you here. I think she's throwing a few Japanese imports there. I don't believe it's going to be bananas thrown at them. And I also believe, as I said, the most of Balbriggan is covered by black people, not white Irish people.
Hang on. Firstly, Sean, that's not true. There is a significant black population.
Where did the name come from? Blackbriggan came from. The most of the families up there are coloured. I'm not racist. I'm just saying.
Have you been up there, Adrian? Yes, I was only there yesterday. There are a lot of black families in Balbriggan, but it's not the entire
majority
population.
Majority are black
in
Irish.
It's not a majority. No, Casey, this is important. Yes, Balbriggan.
No, it is important.
Wait, Sean. This is important. Yes, Balbriggan has been given the nickname Blackbriggan because there are quite a few black families, but by no stretch of the imagination
is it a majority
of the population in Balbriggan, okay?
Telling me there wasn't one of them black children, not one of them kids that are supposedly throwing bananas at them. The video that you've seen is all white kids, you're telling me, is it?
In the video that we saw, yes.
It's all white kids,
yes. Absolutely.
All right, I find that very hard to believe, boys and girls.
Well, if I could post a video, Sean, I would. And I understand your frustration about the house. I actually agree that that is disgraceful, that somebody who's here and on the housing list, obviously for a shorter time, would be housed before you. That is disgraceful.
So who do you blame? Do you blame the government and the council because of what they're doing? And it's the government and the council that is making people racism.
Okay, the only thing I will say, when it comes to the council housing list, people get bumped up the list based on different preferences and different criteria. So, for example, you said a while ago, Sean, you've one child. This lady has three. So she would be higher up the council housing list than you would be.
Hold on, Adrian. If I brought my child into a hostel for 6 months, I'd be housed. Why should I have to put my son into a hostel?
No, you shouldn't have to.
But these people are just coming in and getting housed. It doesn't make sense. And I said on your podcast, I'm on your podcast nearly every week. I've said on your podcast before, what's going on in the country now at the minute is making people more ready racist because of what's going on. So who do you blame? You've got to blame the government and you've got to blame the council.
Okay, Joseph, do you want to get back in on that?
So he has one child. You are bang on in your assessment there, Adrian. The council housing list is based on need, not length of time you've been on it.
Hold on, I've been on band two for 10 years. I'm now on band one.
This is a man with one child.
Because I only have one child, there shouldn't be houses. Is that what you're trying to say, Joseph?
Well, let me guess. You're looking for a lovely three-bed house for yourself.
I'd be happy with a one-bedroom apartment.
How about you go and fucking work for it like everyone else? Awesome, scrounger.
Now look at you, you posh cunt. Bet you don't live anywhere around it. This is a problem. You're actually picking blacks over Irish. You're a sick person.
I'm a sick person.
Yeah, because you're saying you'd rather throw the Irish families out and the house blacks. That's what you said about 10 minutes ago on this podcast.
Oh, hang on for a second.
You'd rather throw the Irish people out
based on
me.
You're
blacks.
A man with one child. I assume is there a partner? Is there someone else working? Is there two salaries coming in to be the child?
I'm a single parent and I should have a two bedroom house because my son's at an age now where he should have his own room. He shouldn't be living in a box room with me, in the bed with me at 7 years of age. So how big a need do I need? What do I have to do to get it?
You're looking for a two-bed house. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah. You're lying.
I'd be happy with a one-bedroom house.
Okay, Sean, I want to ask you the question. This woman who is being abused in Balbriggan, okay? Let's take her story at face value.
She shouldn't be rehoused. That's my honest opinion.
Okay, she should just have to put up with it. Is that it?
Well, ring the guards. Get the guards involved. But the guards are not going to do anything. So what else do you want to do? Where's she going? And who's to say wherever she gets rehoused, it's not going to happen there again, and then she's going to look for another transfer. Like, what the fuck? You can't keep doing this, boy. And this, I said this before.
I actually agree with you on that, Sean. I do agree with you, because where does it end then? You know, something has to be done.
Exactly. It's like,
I agree with
you. She's in Balbriggan House. She gets moved to Fingless, and it happens in Fingless. Oh, I don't want to move. I want to move over Fingless. I want to go to Cabra. I want to go to Navan. What does she want?
Okay, but
happening?
But hang on, Sean. She wants something.
I know the kids are being bullied, and
that's
it's not
the point.
To the kids, but this is but it's happening to Irish kids as well. As I just explained to you, I know a family
Romanian,
and there's nothing they're doing about it.
But they should be doing something about that as well.
They should.
That's
the
point.
So let's bring up a topic one day about the council and how the council. As I said, the council won't release any figures of Anne. He won't do Anne. They're being puppets for the government. That's all it is. And it's the council and the government that are making this country more racist because, as I said to you loads of times, the more people that come into the country get a house before their own, it's going to make our own more racist. And we are never known as a racist country, but it's getting a lot worse in the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay,
Joseph,
what do you say to that? It is public policy that is turning people racist. That's really what I'm hearing from Sean here.
No, I think the racism has always been in the underbelly of Irish society. And maybe, yes, with the point there, it might have brought it out a bit more in certain people. But it's remarkable to me. Like, I'd love to put a question to Sean. Would you rather see that Kenyan family stay put and the Irish family out on their arse? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't like to see any family losing a house and being put on the street because I know what it's like to live rough. And it's not nice, especially when you have a kid. So I wouldn't like to see any family. But as I say, she has a roof over her head. And next time the kids come and bully her son, do what you're meant to do. Ring the police. Get the police involved. If they're not doing that, well, then what can you do? You're going to get, as you agreed, Katie agreed with me, she keeps getting moved to different towns, different places, and it happens again. Where do you finish with it? Where does it end?
It ends when racism ends. People in this country need to stop.
Well, that's not
going to
end anytime
soon. Sorry, lads. The truth is that the government is to blame here for all of this.
Exactly. And I'm trying to say this the last 7 months on your podcast. Since we've taken in so many immigrants and are getting housed before our own, Irish people have turned racist on them. And that's not our problem. It's because we're getting overlooked for houses. As I said, I'm on a house in this 20 years. The girl is only in the country 12 years. She has a lovely three, four bedroom house in Balbriggan.
I get your point, like, and I get your anger.
So why don't we do a podcast on the council and the government and bring it to them, a petition, because that's the problem. I'm sick of having this argument, which is, it's the same thing.
But again, Sean, you are, whether you realise it or not, you are saying what was said by Gareth, and that is pretty much is, if this
and
is what
a,
you have to put up
yous
with...
Yous are trying to make it out when we open our mouths, and that's the problem. It's like the far left, far right. You can't open your mouth anymore and you're being told, are you far right, because we're saying it as a you said it's about 4 points on this podcast
Another podcast I've said before about I hate this labelling of the far right the far left and far right particularly the far right, because
we're going 37 years of age and I've never heard it in the, I've only heard of far right and far left in the last 4 or 5 years. Up until then when I was growing up, I've never heard of far left or far right.
I believe that as soon as anyone says anything about immigration, that immediately there is this perception
you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, no, okay, but Katie, the bottom line is that a lot of people, as you said yourself from that post originally, from our original post, people automatically said, "Get back to where you came from. Tough shit. Shut up and put up."
But there's a difference between what is blatant racism, and that's blatant racism, and people concerning people like Sean's anger there. I mean, I don't think anybody would you know, say that he's wrong to be pissed off about the situation. I would be pissed off. But there is this idea that as soon as someone says something about immigration in any way negative or asks, says they're in any way concerned or that there should be a curb or anything.
Okay, there's a difference between, but letting that concern then turn into
Sean hasn't been I wouldn't consider what Sean has just been saying has been racist.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Patricia.
Hi, guys. Great topic. Although I have to say I'm fairly disgusted about what's being said there, the comments that are coming in, and that guy, Garrett, in particular. To hear that lady going through that with our three children and then that other lady, Anya, on the phone. I mean, I can't fathom how people think. What the hell has skin colour got to do with anything? I mean, do people really focus on that? I just can't fathom. I don't know, maybe I was brought up differently. I was always brought up, my dad told me, there's no distinction between anybody. We're all equal, regardless of religion, sexuality, creed, colour, whatever. We're all equal. And you treat people the way you want to be treated. That's been my stance. I'm 45 years of age and I do exactly the same with my children. I just don't understand it. And the language and the not necessarily like bad language, but the vocabulary that's coming out of that Garrett's mouth, I really do feel sorry for his children. But a father like that, I mean, what chance do they have? Honest to God, I'm absolutely disgusted with what's being said here. I can't believe it. I mean, 2026 and people still have that mentality. It's absolutely shocking.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lots of opinions flying in on this, like Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Katie and Adrian. Good topic. It's absolutely shocking what's happening to that lady and her kids. Absolutely fucking disgusting, by all accounts. And I don't think the council are going to move her. But again, it goes back to the way that this government has dealt with immigration in this country. And what's really, really sad about the whole thing is this is going to continue to happen, if not get worse going forward. Because again, like I said this before, most people in this country didn't agree with the immigration policy in this country. And all the anger now, it is seeping out into people's children, and it's coming out in all the wrong ways. Like I said to you before, we have to blame the people in charge of the immigration system in this country and hold them accountable. Individual people on the ground should not be getting assaulted or name called or beaten up or any of that stuff. This is way bigger than this lady, and I do feel for her and her kids, and I hope that she does get sorted. So have a great show.
All right, Jonathan, James, you're on Opinions Matter. You there, Jane?
I don't think she should be rehoused. I really, really don't. There's plenty of Irish people out there, kids included, that are on the streets with no home to go to. She's saying all this about people bullying her and her bullying her kids. Where's all the proof? Where's the paper trail from ringing the police?
Hang on. Firstly, James, we have seen a video that lady sent in to us. I can do nothing with that video because there's minors in the video. But I've seen a video with my own two eyes. Okay. Now, secondly, if I was telling you a story, and this is the really annoying part of this conversation, if I was telling you a story of a white Irish woman from Balbriggan who's being picked on by all the neighbours and her kids are being picked on, you wouldn't bat an eyelid but to say, that's dreadful, she should be rehoused. So why the difference?
It happens to everyone. Absolutely everyone, it happens to. You go into many council states, you talk to many people, and a lot of them will face issues. But guess what? The council won't move them to anywhere else. And people know that's the truth. There's plenty of Irish people out there who can't live safely in their homes. and the council won't transfer them out. So why should she get priority, and why should she get them in a nicer area, as Joseph said, in a nicer area?
She's not necessarily
and to put the Irish people out.
She's not necessarily saying she deserves priority. She just wants to be looked after and moved.
By the way, her kids were actually born in Ireland.
So does the Irish want priority. The Irish wants priority as well.
James, her kids are Irish. They're born in Ireland. They're born in Dublin.
They're from Kenya from 12 years ago.
She's from Kenya. The children were born in Ireland.
Well, she still, I don't understand why she should get a priority if she's, do you know what I mean? There's plenty of Irish waiting to be housed. They're on waiting list years and years and years.
Oh, listen, nobody's disagreeing with you on that. Nobody's disagreeing with you on that. But we're talking about, you know, racism against kids here. We're not talking about immigration or what's fair and what's unfair. Do you know what I mean? The system isn't fair. We all know that. In every aspect, the system's not fair.
And as the comments are saying and people are saying, Balbriggan is known for plenty of black groups in that, around that area. And
what's,
I don't see where they're coming from with. Because you're saying, oh, it's Irish kids doing this and that. But there's not many Irish kids in the area.
But again, this is absolute bollocks, James. That is not true. Balbriggan hasn't suddenly been taken over by all blacks. A minority of the population in Balbriggan might be black. It's certainly not the majority. And anybody who says it is talking absolute bullshit. Seriously.
But they're not. It has the nickname Balbriggan for a reason.
It may have the nickname all it likes. It's because there are a number of black families in Balbriggan. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And by the way, I was only there yesterday. Not by any stretch of the imagination is everyone in Balbriggan black. Seriously. That really bugs the shit out of me when I hear people saying things like that. Yes, it has that nickname, but not because the majority or everybody in Balbriggan is black. That's just rubbish, okay?
Well, I don't think she should be rehoused. I really, really don't. This, to me, sounds like someone who just wants to go into a nicer area or into a newer house. This is what this sounds like.
Oh, so it's a made-up story, is it?
Well, this is what it's sounding like.
If I was telling you a story of a white girl and her three kids and they live in Finglas or whatever, and God love her, her kids are being picked on morning, noon and night, and she wants to be rehoused, you'd probably be much more sympathetic.
But the Irish people have to put in
I actually do agree in terms of rehousing. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think get to the root of the
problem.
Yeah, I do. Because
just put up with it.
No,
what do you mean get to the root of the problem?
Get to the root of the problem. Get the scumbags who are causing the trouble out.
Oh, well, that's exactly what Joseph said earlier on. Get the Irish family out.
Well, the people who are, regardless of where they're from, get the troublemakers out. You know, it's... But I don't agree with moving around the list. We are in a housing crisis. We do have an astronomical amount of people waiting for homes.
Yeah, no, I'm
people
aware
who
of
are living in emergency accommodation. So no, I definitely wouldn't be on the side of rehousing her.
And there's just on Balbriggan, James, and somebody who's from Balbriggan is really annoyed. Balbriggan isn't a fucking ghetto. Racists gave it the name Blackbriggan, and that's a fact. That is a fact. It is nothing. People portraying Balbriggan as being completely black is absolute bullshit. It really is, and it annoys me when I hear people saying that. Let me bring in Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lorraine.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
This story has completely turned my stomach. You have people on there saying, oh, she should be grateful.
Yep.
She should have to put up with it. Have you said, Adrian, if that was a white family, that was a white Irish family, and black people were doing this to a white Irish family, everyone else had gone. That's what I'm saying. That, like, it'd be a completely different story. You're told, you're not born a racist. You're taught it.
I agree with you 100%. And I have no reason to believe, and sorry, even James a minute ago is basically saying, where's the proof? Where is the proof that this happened? Now, if this was a story, as I said, of a white Irish girl from Finglas with her three kids, nobody would be saying to us, where's the proof?
How many topics have we done on this show about white children from Dublin being bullied? And straight away, everybody's like, oh, the bully, you know, they need to be fucked out of the school, and you need to be teaching your kids to batter the kids. But now, I would teach my kids to batter a bully back. I'd be like, here, harder, they won't do it again.
With you on that
Big time. But if the bullies or if the child being bullied in this case were black, I guarantee you that the attitude would have been very different.
You
couldn't have a black
different.
Child attacking a white child, like, do you know what I mean? In these people's minds. So
no, I live in a council estate, as you all know. I live in a council estate, and as I said in my message, all the kids play together outside. Like, all the kids are outside playing. Like,
and that's the way
colour kids, the Egyptian kids, my kids, all the kids, and it's lovely to see.
I was about to say, that's the way it should be.
But this bugs me. Like, as I said, you're not born a racist. That's being taught at home. Like, no kid's going to go out and throw a banana at a black kid and call him a monkey, like, unless that's taught at home. That is just disgusting. And for people to come onto this podcast saying she should be grateful and all the rest of it, how would they feel if that was their kids? As Katie said, coming in and you had to cradle your daughter.
When it's adults, it's different. When it's adults, it's bad. But when it's kids and when there's grown adults, you know, excusing the behaviour toward, like, these are kids who had no hand part of choice in anywhere they're brought or they grow
Irish.
Up. Yeah,
like that's a bit like they're Irish.
I have to just pick one of our listeners up on something that was just said online there a second ago on our Facebook. Being born in the country doesn't make one Irish. Okay, so we'll say that to that person. We'll say that to, and this is what Kieran replied, we'll say that to Paul McGrath. We'll say it to Phil Linnett. You're not Irish, lads. You might...
The athlete, what's her name, Rashid?
Rashid Adeleke.
There's a famous interview of Phil Lennett saying, you won't call them Irish, and he turned around, or called them British, and he turned around and said, no, I'm Irish. And she said it again, and he turned around and said, no, I'm from Crumlin in Dublin, I'm Irish.
All right, Lorraine, thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, I want to just bring in one final message. We were talking earlier on with Joseph, and Joseph is fit to kill. Joseph has sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Sorry, guys, I know you let me go there. I just want to make this one final point, if I may, and it is in relation to council housing and the fact that some of the people you have on there today, Sean included, seem to be oblivious that they're of Irish people taking advantage of the system. I have a cousin in my own family, a so-called single mum with three kids that got an apartment in Cabinteely. She's in no way single. The fella's living with her. This is happening right across the country. People in this country need to be consistent in their outrage. Irish people are doing it. They're taking advantage of the council houses. So maybe we should start looking at ourselves before we blame those seeking asylum or those with a darker shade of skin. Over and out.
All right, Joseph, thank you very much indeed for your message.
Mark Sparky there on Facebook, people are insinuating that basically we don't believe there's racism against white people from black people. Yeah, we do. Actually, about 2 minutes ago, a message came in. I would like to remain anonymous. I have an 8-year-old who is being bullied by a 13-year-old black girl. I own my own property. She moved in a year ago. It's at the stage now my daughter hasn't gone out in 2 weeks to play with her friends of 3 years as she is terrified. This is not about who owns the house or who got it first. It's about kids being bullied. I tried to talk to the mother, but she doesn't want to know. She actually called me a racist. The minute I heard that, I just walked away because I knew there was no talking then. I have heard of people saying sometimes they bring out the race card, and that is exactly what happened to me. I couldn't believe it. This was nothing to do with race. I simply asked her, could she speak to her daughter, and asked her nicely if she would leave my daughter alone and not talk to her anymore, as she's way too young to be dealing with a 13-year-old. Now, I asked that person to come on. So for anybody who's going to accuse us of being unbalanced or trying to push an agenda, I have actually asked, and sorry, I only sent that message 2 minutes ago to Karen, who messaged. If she does reply and say she'll talk to us, we'll come back to this tomorrow. And then nobody can say we're not balanced.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.com.